אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Hello, I'm Dr. Gilly Kugler from the University of Sydney. I teach Biblical Studies and Classical Hebrew.
Dr. Gilly Kugler, I would like to talk to you about Hanukkah, the festival of Hanukkah, the festival of light. First of all, what do we know historically about Hanukkah?
We know that there was an event in the time of the 2nd century BCE, around the years 168 and a little bit further, of a revolt that took place in the land of Israel between Jewish people from Judah, towards the Greek Empire of that time.
And what are the sources of this information?
The main source is from a book called Maccabees. There are four books of Maccabees, but the first one is the most reliable source. Also, Josephus Flavius wrote in his book on the wars of the Jews. And there are some artifacts, things that were found in the area, like coins and some inscriptions that describe the war, describe the revolt, and describe the decrees of that time and the political interaction and the distresses of that time.
Dr. Gilly Kugler, when we look at those events, those historical events, it's quite amazing because the Greek Empire was dominated the Middle East as it was known at the time, and people just accepted the narrative of the Greek Empire, their gods, their language. What happened in Judea?
Yes, indeed, in Judea it was slightly different, probably because of the uniqueness of the Jewish tradition and religion. There was difficulty to accept the Greek culture and more difficult to accept the Greek religion and to adopt it. Therefore, it was indeed, it wasn't totally banned. There were people that adopted some of the things that the Greek traditions and games and activities, but there was no, it wasn't absorbed as much as it was in the neighboring countries. And moreover, in Israel, it was accompanied by a dispute between those that took the Greek traditions on themselves and adopted them to those that opposed it.
So there was a division within Judea as well, of those that wanted to assimilate and those that kept the tradition.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there was a big division then.
We are talking to Dr. Gilly Kugler. Dr. Kugler is a Biblical Studies and Classical Hebrew lecturer at the University of Sydney, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. I think it is quite, looking back, it is quite amazing that such a small nation revolted against an empire. How did they manage to win?
There are plenty of attempts to answer this question, but it's quite definite that there was a winning there then, and moreover they managed to establish Judean country that lasted for 80 years. So how did they manage? It was a combination of a few factors. It was the time of the decline of the Greek Empire and the beginning of the Roman Empire rising. This is one of the factors. Also, a big motivation of the army of the Maccabees and their good arrangement in the country, that they did know better than the Greek armies that were sent to the land. And probably more than everything else were the political issues within the Greek Empire that enforced the rulers to go back to the homeland, to Greece and back and forth, and didn't allow them to concentrate so much on this small, tiny place that they held.
It was a very small, tiny country, Judea, in comparison to the Greek Empire. But if we look back at history, we know that all those ancient empires, the Assyrian, Babylon, even the Persians, they all disappeared. Even their culture is now, it's just like we talk about the Greek mythology and all the Greek culture that we knew 2,000 years ago disappeared from the face of the earth. Only the religion, the Jewish religion and the Jewish nation continue to exist from those days. Do you think that it's because of events like Hanukkah?
Yes, it can be. This can be a good explanation. I think the notion of jealousy that we see that accompanies the story of Hanukkah, both the historical and mythological story of Hanukkah, can be a part of explaining it, can play a role in explaining how the Jewish culture lasted and continued, because it required this jealousy of people that fought on behalf of the culture and fought on behalf of the religion and didn't allow external elements to come in. So in a sense, this zealous monotheistic approach kept it, maintained the culture as it was, in a sense.
Dr. Gilly Kugler, do you think that we can learn from the events about freedom of religion?
Oh, that's a big question, because there are also things internally and externally.
I'm taking us back to the 20th century when we all talk about freedom of religion.
Yes. Theoretically, the Greek Empire was quite pluralistic and allowed freedom of religion. So it's actually quite puzzling how actually in the land of Israel it didn't succeed. And one of the explanations is what we said before, that there was an encounter, an impossible encounter between a monotheistic approach and a polytheistic approach. But generally speaking, still, the Greek Empire in demonstration in what they've done mostly allowed their other traditions to exist. Now the question is, what happens when it doesn't work, when one culture cannot coexist with another? I'm not sure what we can learn, whether we should take a side here. Of course, there was a story of one culture that tries to overtake the other, but the Jews did not allow, or let's say the zealous Jews did not allow any flexibility in terms of adopting other culture and other cultural elements from another identity.
That's really interesting. And so we can see that after the guerrilla war against the Greek Empire, they managed to free themselves and establish the kingdom that lasted at least another 80 years. So it's very, very interesting to look at Hanukkah and see the historical aspects of the festival. Dr. Gilly Kugler, Biblical Studies and Classical Hebrew Lecturer at the University of Sydney. Thank you so much and Chanukah Sameach. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.